Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hello, Alisa. This is Chanel. I'm calling because I have food issues. Every week is like my figure's getting lower and lower, but I'm doing the same hours. And even like some days, I have to go to the store and stuff before I come in, or we get right to work, so she might have had an accident or something like that. So I may should get the clock in, but I'm still getting her to sign. So I'm confused why it's only saying like I'm doing 3 or 4 hours, but she's signing off saying I actually did all my hours in a day.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Can you provide me the patient last name?
T-H-U-B-H-E-S.
Okay, I'm first name?
Julie.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I look for him in the system, okay?
Thank you.
Hello, thank you for waiting on the line. I can see that on January 7th, you only clock in. It's missing the clock out. And also, that's why the timesheet was required. Also on the 8th, the time she was required because you only clocked in, you did not clock out. And some days you clock out later, so basically you are getting paid for what you work. But sometimes I ask time sheets, and if the person communicates with me like, hey, there was a mistake, I can adjust it. But if I don't receive information, I have to assume that the person only worked those hours.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you're talking in and out, you're on the premises, and you're getting it signed, so how would it be assumed that you're only doing it on the premises when you're doing it?
Okay. In that case, I can call to the patient to confirm the visit so you don't have to send the timesheet.
You said you called the patient and they confirmed?
To confirm the visit so you don't have to send the timesheet.
Well, yeah, that's what you do when you're talking out. They have to put their signature.
Okay, I understand, but in the 7 is missing the clock out, so.
So do you want a certification or what?
Yes, it is another way to verify if you maybe you don't like sending timesheets.
No, I do, but I only see them. I know for the most part, like I said, if I'm clocking in later or out later, they're having a sign. So the only time I know there's a problem is if you have a question in timesheets. Other than that, I'm thinking we are fixing a problem by signing it.
Okay, I'm having some issues with the telephone because the company is changing agencies, so I don't know if it's better if you can explain to me the problem by text message because I have not been able to hear you properly, okay?
I said, bless you, Missouri. I said, when we're having issues, like I said, some days when I come in, we're working, mm-hmm. we're doing stuff right away. So I forget, my phone is not always right here, so I might forget the process. Some days we're doing stuff, I'm helping her with stuff, I'm leaving later, but either way, I'm getting her signatures for the assignment and sign off. Bless you. So I'm confused. Yeah. So I'm confused, like, why, if I'm getting her signature for the assignment late or early, Why am I still being docked for half of my time?
Oh, okay, I understand. Okay, you can clock in and clock out, but in case that you are not able to do it or you are outside of the patient's house, the timesheet is required. I mean, if you are clocking in and clocking out, you don't have to send the timesheet. Only if the day that, for example, on the 7th, you clock in, but you didn't clock out, you have to send the timesheet. But it's not mandatory that if you